Listen live or on demand. Download the WCBM mobile app from the App Store today. Win tickets and prizes. Text into the studio. Best of all, it's free. Stay connected wherever you go with the WCBM app from Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harvard County.
You may be right. I may be crazy.
This is The Right Choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. The Veterans and First Responders Community Show is brought to you by Metro Protective Service and Investigation and by Blue Crab Chesapeake Charters.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Veterans and First Responders Community Show. I'm your host, Mark Simon. Today is Saturday, 25 October 2025. Whole episode number 110. On and off since June of 2021. I'll take the opportunity to thank Mr. Jay Harris and Mr. Bob Weinholt of Horizon Cinemas again for opening the door for me. Much appreciated. Before we get started, I'd like to say I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And as I've always said, I don't know anyone that doesn't know a veteran or of a veteran. I don't know anyone that doesn't know a first responder or of a first responder. And therefore, this program is for anyone and everyone. The numbers to call here are 410-922-6680. And it's a toll-free call at 1-800-922-6680. You can text into the show using the free WCBM app and go to our, follow the prompts, and you'll find our program information there, and you can communicate with us through that way also. And the easy way to remember to call in is 410-WCBM-680 or 1-800-WCBM-680. You have to excuse me, I'm a little hoarse today. I'm not a little pony, I'm a little hoarse. Anyway, well, let me just say this. The rumors of this show's death have been highly exaggerated. So we are here today, and hopefully we will be here moving forward. We'll do the best we can. If not, hopefully we'll be back at some point. We went away for a while, and we came back. And if we have to go away again, we'll do our best to be back again. Our commitment is to our beloved veteran community. That is our commitment here. Tonight I had to take two buses. This is the monologue, by the way. Tonight I had to take two buses to get here. I woke up at 5 o'clock this morning to get ready to be picked up just about 90 minutes later after that to attend an American Legion District meeting in Thurmont, Maryland, at the wonderful post, American Legion Post in Thurmont, Maryland, because I am a district service officer for the American Legion, and I am also the district chairperson for the Be the One campaign initiative, which is the largest initiative in the American Legion to tackle the most important concern, veteran suicide. That word I don't like to say. I call it that terrible, terrible thing. We will do anything and everything it takes to take care of that. At the meeting today, we unveiled a brand new Be the One flag, a large flag that will now be on display at all American Legion district and regional and further upward types of events. Right there at the end with the presentation of the colors and everything, we have a beautiful Be the One flag with gold tassels on it, a gold staff, a gold eagle on top of it. I want to thank one of my constituents, Ms. Colleen Mulrooney, for bringing that up as my as the person that I work with at the regional level. You know, we were talking once, and she said, "Let's get. We should have a Be the One flag there. Be the One is the name of the initiative to lower the veteran suicide rates in the hopes that we can get rid of them for good." And it was beautiful to see. I was honored to be able to carry that flag in today in advance of the meeting. Our district commander, I met our district commander outside in the parking lot, and he had asked me if I'd like to help him carry it in. And I said, "Sir, it's an honor and privilege." So glad to be able to do that, put it up there. Anyway, our producer is Noah. And as I've said before, he is TBITB, the best in the business. Period and a story. With all the slide controls, signal analyzers, spectrum analyzers, knobs to turn, buttons to push, volume levels and voice levels to adjust, in order to put out that tremendous a multiple double-digit wattage of an amplitude-modulated nature. It may indeed take a rocket scientist to do that. And so we are certainly glad to have Noah on board, or we'd be speaking to an empty microphone. So thank you, Producer Noah. I'll take the opportunity to thank my previous producers, too. That would be producer Mr. Vern Anderson. If you're out there, you know how much I love you. And also, Michelle, I'd like to thank Michelle also, and of course, Aaron also. It's been a pleasure to work with all these highly talented individuals. I'm going to take the call in a couple of minutes, but I want to make sure I get out some very important information, because I thought about, you know, what would I say today? All the veterans that are listening and anyone connected to them, please use your resources to get what you earned and are entitled to, the benefits. The original program was called the Veterans Benefits Show with Mark Simon, and this is going to be that. And the American Legion, Veterans of Foreign Wars, Tunnel to Towers, AMVETS, American Veterans. I wear one of those hats, of several of these hats. Paralyzed Veterans of America, Vietnam Veterans of America, Wounded Warrior Project, the VA, the Department of VA, of Veterans Affairs at the local and federal level, all are staffed with individuals like me to help streamline and expedite the not only the service-connected disability claim process, which in the military is sort of like this kind of, it would be the same thing in civil society, a Social Security claim, and a person that has a service-connected malady and or injury, whatever, due to something caused through military service. It is called a service-connected claim. And so all of these great organizations have representatives. I do it for the American Legion, the largest veteran organization on the planet. I want to address one thing. Last week, I remember caller John, a very good friend, beloved friend of mine, had asked me about benefits with the American Legion. And I did some research on that. The American Legion can pretty much take credit for the invention of the VA. What the American Legion does is they write up resolutions that they take to our representatives that go to work with the elected officials on Capitol Hill that sitting on committees and subcommittees for Veterans Affairs, credentialed individuals that work on Capitol Hill and locally in Annapolis, too, on behalf of veterans, like Congressman Harris, Governor Moore, who's a veteran, et al. That just means, and others. So, the American Legion has gotten many, many bills passed into law with the resolutions and the ideologies that they have put forward. One of the most important ones they're trying to get forward is to make it a law to burn the American flag. I wish, you know, we're all hoping that we can get that done, make it a law not to burn the American flag. I don't call that freedom of speech. I call it hate speech. Anyway, let's take the call from Tom in Nottingham. Tom, thank you so much for calling. How can we help you? Tom, are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, Tom. Well, give us a call back. We'll make sure we get you connected right back, Tom. You call once, twice, multiple times. Okay. All right, we're waiting to get here from Tom. Okay, Tom, how are you? The floor is yours.
I'm better since you're there.
Yeah, thank you, Tom. Much appreciated.
Yep, and thanks to the producer for all the fine work.
Sure, sure.
Yep. Yeah. The reason I'm calling is I've been looking into, I have a prosthesis on my left lower leg, and I don't have a license to drive, and I'm sitting at home. I don't have a dog or kids to play with, and I can't drive, so I can't get out much. So I just needed some way to get around.
Sure.
I only have 3 toes on my feet.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any big toes, so my balance is terrible.
Mm-hmm.
If I walk, I can always fall backwards,
mm-hmm.
which has happened a good bit.
Yeah.
And the electric will help me out. I can get out and at least do some things locally anyway.
Yes, you're right. Yeah, sure. I wrote that down. I'm helping them out on this. Everybody should know that the wheelchairsforwarriors.org organization. Wheelchairs for Warriors. The moment I heard their ad on a radio station, they described how they custom make wheelchairs. They will custom design and manufacture a wheelchair for any veteran and such, and also work with insurance companies and work with the VA and work with folks like me in order to get that in any qualifying veteran's possession at little or no cost whatsoever. So not only have we already started to work on that, we are also working on the wonderful dog organizations that are out there, like Warrior Canines, Pups for Patriots, Ronnie Stanley Foundation, who our friend John and Dundalk work with me through the Ronnie Stanley Foundation. So yeah, there's those two, and actually, I should say at our district meeting today. Another gentleman talked about how the American Legion is going to get much, much more involved with working with these dog organizations in order to get more dogs into veterans' hands more quickly. So this is a very positive thing. If you want to stay on the line, Tom, I'll keep you on the line because, as we all know, we got to pay for the show. So let's pay some bills, and everyone please stay tuned.
This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The Veterans and First Responders Community Show is sponsored by Metro Protective Services and Investigations. The owner is former law enforcement with over 45 years experience in the field, providing uniformed and armed protection that ensures our clients' safety and business assets, in addition to community patrols and patrol checks. Call Metro at 410-520-8038. Your safety is our main goal, licensed and insured by the Maryland State Police. Metro Protective Services, 410-520-8038 or MetroBusinessLLC at gmail.com.
It's time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com. Now, back to the Veterans and First Responders Community Show on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, welcome back. That's a great rejoin right there. Very, very powerful. We're going to keep Tom on. And before I get back to Tom, I want to get something out of the way because time escapes so fast. The Ambrose Funeral Home, they're a fourth-generation funeral home, family-owned and with an on-site crematorium. They have 2 locations in Arbutus and Lansdowne and are available to provide you with their reputable, professional, and courteous service 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call the Ambrose Funeral Home. Ask for Mr. Joey Ambrose, at 410-242-2000. 410-242-2211. Again, 410-242-2211 in your family's time of need, or go to AmbroseFuneralHomes.com, A-M-B-R-O-S-E, funeralhomes.com. The location in Arbutus is located on 1328 Sulphur Springs Road, and the location in Lansdowne is 2719 Hammonds Ferry Road. For the Ambrose Funeral Home at 410-242-2211 or AmbroseFuneralHomes.com. Please ask for Mr. Joey Ambrose or anyone from the Ambrose family. They do great work over there, so we thank them for their support. Let's get back to Tom. Tom, we might as well make you co- Tom, yeah, you there, Tom?
I'm here.
We might as well make you co-host for an episode. Since we'd love to have had you here today, we could just have you here on the phone for the whole show if you want to be. No reason not to. I'm the only one here. You're the only one on the caller board. Again, I had to say the rumors of this show's death have been highly exaggerated. Maybe we'll be back. Maybe we won't. But we're going to do the best we can. We still have time. We still have options to explore. We still have potential sponsors to reach out to. It's not easy. You know, we understand the economy isn't easy. Stop Soldier Suicides, a tremendous organization that does tremendous work, has millions and millions and millions of dollars to spend. And they were a referral through my family. They're my family. The creators of the Stop Soldier Suicide organization know my surviving family. That would be my sister and her wonderful husband, Mark. And I interviewed these two tremendous individuals in the first iteration of this program. And it was just unfortunate that at this time, it was a negative answer on sponsorship support. And it's okay. It's okay. They're doing more work than I could ever do. And it's unfortunate that as unique as this radio show is, that we had expected that at least, you know, there'd be at least, you know, more than we thought of that would support this thing. But that doesn't mean we're going to stop trying. But and so anyway, yep, Tom, we talked about the service dog organizations, the wheelchairsforwarriors.org. And in case anybody doesn't know who Mr. Getz is, I'll tell you who he is. He's a war hero, decorated war hero. He was also a registered nurse for over 35 years. And risked life and limb to save life and limb. And so, what else we're going to talk about tonight, Tom? What can we talk about?
Well, one foundation for dogs is Gary Sinus has one too.
Oh, okay. I'll write that down. Very good.
Yep.
All right. I'll write that one down.
Okay, and I'm watching Fox on TV with it muted.
Uh-huh.
And I have the writing at the bottom. And I'm listening to you on speakerphone.
Oh, well, thank you very much. You can always get back to your, you know.
I'm watching it right now.
Yeah, I wonder how the midshipmen did today. I think I'd start at 4:30 and they played Florida, I think, or something. I wonder how the Naval Academy.
I'm not sure.
Oh, okay, that'd be great, because I believe they're going to win the Commander-in-Chief's Cup this year. I know they play the biggest rivalry in sports history, the Army-Navy game at M&T this year. And of course, the Naval Academy is my de facto alma mater. I was not a naval officer. I was an enlisted man, but still, I've adopted the midshipmen as kind of like my de facto alma mater because I love them. They're the officers. They're my OICs, the officers in charge that play football.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a tremendous team, too.
Yeah.
And again, let's see, what else? You want to talk about some of your experiences out there in Tooewa again? You could tell that story again if you'd like to about what happened for any listener that might not be familiar with it.
In the meantime,
uh-huh.
I had asked you before about whether Medicare covers chairs.
Oh, okay.
And whatever. Because I want to get an electric chair, and I know places have it, but I don't know if I can afford it.
Uh-huh. No, that's a great question. And most people that are Medicare recipients, including myself, because I'm old, and I just my income just turned into Social Security income because I reached that age. And most people should have received the annual guide to Medicare free in the mail. Anybody that didn't should just call 1-800-MEDICARE and get that book. It's a very substantial book, and it's certainly is very descriptive. It sorts out all the complexities of Medicare, Medicare Advantage, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Especially now because we're in the open enrollment time period. Excuse me, we're in the open enrollment time period, where people can choose who their providers are going to be. And the answer to the question, to make a long story short, the answer to the question is yes. A wheelchair, any type of an approved, I should qualify it by at least putting that word in front of it, an approved mobility device should be expected to be covered by Medicare. You know, I don't want to speak in absolutes and say it will be, but it should be. I find no reason that it shouldn't be. And that's why, again, I exist, in order just to compel any medical provider or practitioner take out their prescription pad, just like they would write a prescription on that pad, you know, in their chicken scratch that the patient doesn't understand, but the pharmacy understands the handwriting, which is good. The pharmacist understands it. And they can prescribe a mobility device in the same way they can prescribe a bottle of medication. I could tell stories about how prescriptions of bottled medication may almost cost as much as a mobility device. Thousands of dollars for a bottle of medication for a person that didn't have insurance. So connecting it back to the Medicare, that's where Medicare comes in. Absolutely. And so the point goes to qualifying for something like that. And in your case, there is no question about qualifying for it. And again, that's why I come in. So ultimately, I should say it like this for anyone listening. I have every confidence that this is something that we already started working on, and we're not going to stop working on it until we have a positive outcome, like we did with the stair climbers that you've got in there. Not one, but two of them. And yep, that's right. And for anybody that might be interested in knowing, because I get these questions all the time, so here's some good, useful and usable information. Veterans that are in the process of thinking about making their claims for benefits, and especially service-connected claims through other service officers that I work with, like Charles Rosario at my local post, they'll come to us, they'll say, what about hearing aids? What about knee replacement surgeries? What about prosthetic limbs? All these can come at little or no cost. Little or no cost. I know that because I've helped veterans to get that. They're hearing aids at no cost, including the batteries, the audiology examinations, the tests, and all of that. You know, they have very good work that the VA does, even if they have to use the Veterans Choice Program. Again, the Veterans Choice Program, it exists. It's in the brand new federal benefit book for 2025. I can't tell you how many people used to tell me, because I've told that story 100 times over, about how the Veterans Choice Program does not exist. Well, I'm sorry, folks. That's a rumor that can be proven to be wrong, because I've got the book right on the console here. People can hear the sound effect right there for entertainment purposes. That's the federal benefit book right there. And in there, it describes how the Veterans Choice Program works. It's in the actual book and the Bible of VA benefits. And if anybody's interested in getting this book, they just go to VA.gov. Go to the World Wide Web, put the 3 W's in front of it, and go to VA.gov, and after put the / after the word gov, and just say you want the federal benefit book 2025 edition, and it'll come right to you. It'll scroll right up. You can order the book like that online, and it'll be mailed to you, or they'll tell you the information that'll scroll up will tell you where, what veteran VA facility you can get it at, and it should be available at all of them. And also downloaded online. It can be downloaded on anyone's smart device and bookmarked. So that for anyone that might not understand how the difference between saying going on their search engine, whether it's Google, Firefox, Google Chrome, or Samsung Internet, Apple, whatever it is, iInternet, whatever it is, when they bookmark it, it's like when somebody takes a book out of a library and they're in the middle of reading a book and they don't want to read, they're not done reading the book. So they put a physical bookmark so they can remember what page they're on. In digital technology, especially relevant and relative to smartphones, a digital bookmark, it doesn't store, in other words, the federal benefit book is about 5 or 6 megabytes worth of digital information. But so downloading it as a PDF will take up space, will take up memory on the phone, RAM and ROM, random access memory, so on and so forth, on the phone, which will slow it down a little bit and take up more space on the digital device. But not if it's bookmarked. If it's bookmarked, it's not kept on the device. It's still checked in the library for as a reference book. That's the metaphor, the analogy I wanted to make. It's like a reference book that a library goer can use at the library but not take home from the library. The same thing with a bookmark. When it's bookmarked, it stays in the digital domain on the interwebs, not on the device. I could still get accessed when somebody just looks at their search engine and presses on the icon about go. They can go to a list of what they bookmarked and tap right on that, and the whole book will pop right up. And then, of course, while that book is popped up, it's on the phone using the memory and all that. But then after it's closed out, after you turn your phone off or whatever, or leave the site, it goes back into the library, back into bookmarked. So it's not on the device permanently. It's on anything bookmarked on a digital device. Is it on the interwebs, on the internet? It stays there, but it can be accessed from the phone by bookmarking it, which keeps an avenue to bring it up instantly instead of having to download it or Google it all over again. So that's the way that works. I would suggest people that have digital smartphones that maybe would only hold maybe 32 gigabytes of storage. And of course, we know now that might say it on the box, and half of it is the operating system. I learned that the hard way, my first phone, where it said on the box 32 gigabytes of storage. But it was really only 16 because the other 16 was for the operating system and the pre-installed apps. Duh, but they don't tell you that. So I'm telling everybody that for their benefit. So I got a bigger phone. Yeah, and that AI, people, when you download, when you go to these trusted, when you go to find out anything about VA, VA.gov, there's a lot of fake stuff that's going to scroll up on there. I know that because it's been coming through my phone. They didn't even, the fake human being, the cartoon-looking human being didn't even know what a DD-214 was. I keep saying that. They pronounce it as like the word, like they didn't say just the two letters. They said it Dee Dee, like it was a woman's name or something. Like D-E-E-D-E-E. That's how it was spelled on the screen. D-E-E-D-E-E, number 214. It's the letter D, the letter D, dash 214. It stands for Department of Defense Form 214. It's not a lady named Dee Dee 214. That's what this artificial, and people buy into that, you know, and that's why we're here.
No, it's the way it goes.
Yeah, to steer them away from it.
It's hard to maneuver around that.
I know. I'm trying to stay. Tom, I've been getting calls from some lady named Megan Sloan who tells me I owe the IRS money. And if I give her $595 and my credit card number and my Social Security number, she's going to sick the IRS off me. It all came in through an artificial intelligent voice that wouldn't stop talking when I asked him, what day is it today and who's the president of the United States? And it kept talking over me. It wouldn't stop. It wouldn't let me interrupt. That was the robotic voice until I tapped on the number on my screen that got me to a human voice. So I played the game and went along like she had me fished in, right? It's called fishing. Like she had me hook, line, and sinker. Until she asked me for my Social Security number and credit card number. And I said, ma'am, that's where you just mucked up. Now I'm going to report you to federal authorities if you don't cease and desist. And she goes, no, I'm not in any trouble. I was just reading off a piece of paper. Yeah, well, you and whoever gave you that piece of paper are in trouble then. Because what you're doing is you're breaking the law and trying to steal money from people. You can't ask somebody for their Social Security number like that. You're together with a bunch of people sitting in what they call a boiler room operation with a whole bunch of other people on the phone with phone books in front of them or computer readouts in front of them with people's phone numbers. And they keep on calling me over and over and over again playing this same game with me because they know they're going to catch somebody that they can get because the supervisors are sitting there in the front of these cold call boiler rooms and they're going, if you make 100 calls every day, you come in and you get five of them and you get 10% commission, you can make $250 a day. And that's how they convince these people to do this, even though it's a total scam. That these people are criminals. They need to go to jail. All right, I have to take a break. Tom, if you want to stay with us, you can. And we will be right back. So stay with us, ladies and gentlemen.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. In a world of tapes and replays, Red Eye Radio is live.
I can't tell you what this president is going to do next. It's just mind-boggling.
Gary McNamara and Eric Harley take your calls all night.
If there were 100 bad options, that was 99 on the list.
Exactly.
Politics, breaking news, and more on Red Eye Radio. Red Eye Radio is on every morning from 1 to 5 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Now, back to the Veterans and First Responders Community Show on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
That's great music right there. We love that. That's powerful. Oh, it's reminiscent of Superman. And, you know, we try to be as supermen as we can over here. All listeners, numbers call 410-922-6680, 1-800-922-6680. My co-host today is Mr. Tom Getz, and we're glad to have him aboard. I want to give some testimonials because this, the two, yes, sir.
I'm here. Mm-hmm. If anybody wants to call your station, I can talk to them over the phone.
Great. Thank you for saying that. Anybody would like to speak with Mr. Getz and ask him any questions? Again, he's got tremendous experience. Not only as a medic, I call him my de facto doctor. He's helped me out in so many ways. I might not
be in medicine since 1965.
That's well over a half a century. That's 60 years. Yeah, that's 60 years right there. That is absolutely.
And I've been married just a little less than that.
That's commendable. Both commendable. Both.
Okay, get back to what you were.
Yeah,
talking
sure.
About.
Yeah, Tom was telling me I was going to relate. Tom was telling me I have a muscle mass on the left side of my neck. It's muscle. It's not cancer. I saw the VA doctor about that. My doctor, and but it started to flare up a little bit. It started to cause inflammation, and. I asked Tom about that. He said, don't put heat on it. It'll expand it. Put cold compress on it. And that helped a lot. Or I might not be here today. Also, you know, the two things, the veteran suicide testimonial there, the advertisement there on veteran suicide, and then the gun organization, that's something that was spoken about today at my American Legion district meeting. We're working with that entity right there to distribute useful and usable information, including gun locks. Gun locks produced by the VA that were given away for free. So
yeah, we got a bunch of them at the Rock Raven.
Yeah, good. They're probably red. I think they're red. They're color red. But, yep, I'm familiar with those.
Hold on a minute. Hold on a second.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure. Very good. Not a problem. Tell Linda if she wants to join in, she can. Linda's tough. For anyone that might like to know, Linda's Tom's...
I have to take my 6 o'clock pill.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you could stay on the line. We'll keep you on the line if you want to do that. Because
okay.
That's fine. You know, that's what makes radio so great, you know? You never know what's going to happen. You know, Claude. Where's Claude? Claude dressed up for an early Halloween. He's Casper the Friendly Ghost. He disappeared today. That's okay. He yelled at me. So he's not here today. Yeah, I fired him. He said, you don't have to fire me. I quit. Hey, I love the guy. He's meritorious. I don't mean to be flip. But look, I didn't go to broadcasting school. All right. I might need to learn the basic tenets of broadcasting format, a monologue, segmentation, and be more entertaining and informative. That's tough. This program, we're not selling anything here. We're giving away useful and usable information to lower the veteran suicide rates. It's a very sobering topic. I can't wrap my head around how to make suicidal ideations entertaining. It's not. It sinks my heart. And if that's something that somebody is going to, like him, is going to criticize me for because I don't talk about it in an entertaining way, I'm sorry. I don't know how to do that because I'm a veteran myself who has danced with death before. And I admitted that, that I myself have had the suicidal thoughts from time to time. It was a long time ago, and I haven't thought about them in a long time. It was in the wake of the tragic removal of my fiance and our unborn child were snuffed out by a drunk driver on October 19th, 1993. 6 days ago, 32 years ago, 6 days ago. And I thought about suicide all the time. I mean, I lost my whole family, and I'm not the only one. These types of tragedies have happened to, but when it happens to anybody, including me, that's tough. It's tough to deal with. Very tough. I'm just hoping my voice, if I don't lose my voice towards the end of this program, before the end of this program. But
I'll tell you what, I'll fill you in on something if you want.
Sure.
You said about stories.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was working at a dispensary, and I was on my way to work, and I stopped in the lobby, and there was a note from a doctor saying that his wife had seen an article in the paper that she sent him that our dispensary was overrun and we were all killed.
That must have been very shocking at first, too.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Anyway, when I was getting ready to leave to end up my stint, the guy interviewed me for re-upping.
Mm-hmm.
I said, any guarantee it won't come here? He said, no. I said, well, I got through this year without a scratch. I don't want to come back and get shot.
I'm glad you told that story because a lot of people say the same thing. You're not the only one that has said that. Somebody once called a different person I knew a coward for not going back. And I said, hold on. Don't call anyone who signed that dotted line a coward. It was enough that they put their lives on the line and became government property the whole time they were in service or in a theater of conflict or a theater of war. We're lucky, yes, that we came out of that and concluded our active obligated service, the contractual agreement.
Another quick story.
Sure, go right ahead.
We had a shot clinic.
Uh-huh.
It was in a room like 8x8.
Yeah.
Small room.
Yeah, sounds small, 8x8, sure.
And that's where we used to give our injections. We had all the medicine there and all the needles and everything.
Uh-huh.
Guess what else we had there?
What?
The
all the needles and
the pistols, the ammunition and all. So it was a real shot clinic, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. I like that. Now, that's entertaining. That's good. I like that. Well, I mean, you know, and when you went out there to the airfield in the ambulance with the red light flashing, you didn't even take your armament out there. You went out there defenseless.
Yeah.
That's another heroic thing. Do we have to take a break yet, producer? Okay.
You're stupid.
Yeah, you're exactly right. All right, Tom, stay on the line with us. We have to cut to a break, and we shall be right back.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM Baltimore, and worldwide on WCBM.com.
The Veterans and First Responders Community Show is sponsored by Metro Protective Services and Investigations. The owner is former law enforcement with over 45 years' experience in the field, providing uniformed and armed protection that ensures our clients' safety and business assets, in addition to community patrols and patrol checks. Call Metro at 410-520-8038. Your safety is our main goal, licensed and insured by the Maryland State Police. Metro Protective Services, 410-520-8038 or Metro Business LLC at gmail.com.
You believe everyone deserves a second chance. Sharp-Dressed Man does too. Sharp-Dressed Man supports individuals returning to our community with the clothing they need to re-enter the workforce with dignity. November 22nd, our 2025 Holiday Gala brings together hearts and hands to uplift neighbors who need support. Join us in celebrating transformation, rebuilding lives, and restoring hope. Visit sharpdressedman.org to learn more. Sharp-Dressed Man, putting dignity back into the journey. WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
The Sage from South Central is back on your radio. This is Larry Elder. Join me Sundays at 10 p.m. as we discuss the most important issues in this pivotal election. Let's get to work on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Now, back to the Veterans and First Responders Community Show on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All righty, well, here we are again. My co-host is Mr. Tom Getz Nottingham, a beloved friend of mine, a war hero. I should say this, you know, the ad we heard about people being able to have their own shows, that's unique. I mean, in AM radio, for the Talk Radio 680 WCBM, to offer anyone a program of their very own, that's incredible. I would urge anybody interested in having their own radio program to investigate that. It's a good thing. It really is. Yeah, mine fell into my lap, you know, when Bob Weinhold listened to me on Jay Harris, Fastest Hour on Radio, Flea Market, and I wasn't flea marketing anything. I was talking about what I do as a veteran service officer, and as a veteran, Mr. Weinhold heard me on there, and I'd given Mr. Harris my phone number over the air. That's what they do. And Mr. Weinhold had contacted me, and through that contact, I was able to help him out. And he subsequently interviewed me on his program, Movie Talk. I kept that interview on a cassette tape. Him and Ira Miller interviewed me, his co-host, and he got me on the radio. He sat in on my first radio show. He loved it, and he never meddled in it or tried to take it over. He thought I was doing a great job putting out that useful and usable information. I take the opportunity to thank him and Jay Harris, Bob Weinhold, Ira Miller, Mr. Sean Casey, the Mangione family, Andy Grimshaw, Vern Anderson, again, Noah, Aaron, Michelle, anyone and everyone here at Talk Radio 680 WCBM, the right choice for Maryland, the U.S. and the world, the 50,000 upload choice, the truth, justice, and the American way through amplitude modulated 50,000 watt signal, very necessary form of communication. Let's keep it in cars. Create Radio, created by Marconi. I want to take the opportunity to thank my sister and her wonderful husband, Suzanne and Mark Einstein, my late parents, Philip and Miriam Simon, my stepfather, Pat Green, my little brother and his beautiful wife, Sean and Bridget Simon. I want to thank ATC Pest Control, Brian Guderjohn, Ashley Almany, Mr. Thomas Getz, of course, Mr. John Stratemeyer in Dundalk, Mr. David and Teresa Keltz in Baltimore City, Bruce, the Fim in Parkville, sports radio legend for half a century, caller Mike, caller Harriet, Bob in Parkville, that Bob that comes in with all the passion. He commended us for what we do on our program. And I'm trying to understand my own handwriting. Of course, the Ambrose Funeral Home. I want to thank Horizon Cinemas, EA Enterprises, ServPro, Aero Motors, the Texas Roadhouse, all my previous sponsors, who I will be following up with. Those are some of the options that we have left.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And ladies and gentlemen, remember, solve. Serving our loyal veterans everywhere. That's one of my mission initiatives that I invented. And, of course, connectivity plus communication equals cooperation. People can connect with me at Veteran, V-E-T-E-R-A-N, Mark with the K, Simon, S-I-M-O-N, at gmail.com. Veteran Mark Simon at gmail.com. www.thebusinessofopinion.com, and I'm sure Tom will avail himself of his wealth of knowledge and about contact him through me. And remember, because 20 veterans do that terrible, terrible thing every day. 157 citizens in this country do that terrible, terrible thing every day. They say the word I don't like to say. Suicide. It is a crisis of monumental and immense proportion. Think about all the families it hurts. The faith, the families and the friends that it hurts of those massive numbers that take their lives every day. It creates such an air of depression. And that's why so many of us, we're fighting that never-ending war against it. The sanctity of one single human life is priceless. That's what I tell people, keep your faith. Keep your faith. And God bless everyone always. And we have about a minute left. We have less than a minute, Tom. Any final words?
Final words is, thanks for being there.
Oh,
without any social thing, I don't have much to deal with.
Well,
and you're a big part of it.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you so much, Tom. You are a beloved.
By the way, while I'm there,
uh-huh,
on the phone with you,
anytime
anybody wants to talk to me, they can call me.
Very good. Yes, absolutely, and I'll be the in-between with that. I appreciate your time, Tom. You are a beloved friend of mine. You know I will do anything for you, and I want to thank you for all your support. And again, letting everybody know, some people go, don't lose faith. That's a negative. I say, keep your faith, everybody. Use the resources that are out there. American Legion, Veterans of Foreign Wars, all the tremendous organizations that are out there. Anyone get in touch with me through this esteemed radio station at veteranmarksimon@gmail.com. And
don't forget about God.
Right, God too. Absolutely. God and country. Amen. Hallelujah.
Break you down.
Exactly. And again, ladies and gentlemen, as we say goodbye to all of you, and we kiss you all good night. God bless you all, and kiss each other good night. Bye bye.
Maryland. Talk Radio 6.